All right, so this video is just going to be a quick video about a topic that I touched on in videos a while back about not giving up and just, you guys, you really just have to just keep trying in life. Oh yeah, it's a mess. I got to throw all this shit away from people who were here while I was gone. That's the last of the trash, that bag right there. But yeah, see, I was scrolling through YouTube. And I came across Keanu Reeves in a feed because I've been feeling like watching John Wick again, like it's more specifically the part three. I think all of them are great. That's just my personal opinion. You may agree, may not, but I think they're all great. But I particularly wanted to watch part three, and then it hit me to want to make a video about this, how so quickly people can completely forget. All the times you tried and failed, and versus the one time you succeeded, and you can kind of ride that time of succeeding out longer. Because I was thinking about Keanu Reeves' background in media, and if you really think about it, like him, 50 Cent is another one. They really didn't. I mean, well, Keanu was of course much bigger for a longer period of time, but 50 Cent kind of he really did the same thing where. If you really look at what they did, there was only two or three big things they did, and then they just kind of rolled off that success and tried to spin into other little things later, and they may have failed or succeeded, what have you, whatever. My thing is this, man: when you're on your own in the world and you're trying to make shit work, like you're gonna like you're go unless you were born into a family that already had millions, before you were born and could just hand you more money whenever they felt like it. Like you are going to try and you are going to fail. Okay, it's one of those things you just have to accept. But then the reality of it is once you do find that one or two things that fuck around and you succeed in, and you can write off that. See, people will later only remember you for that. Because, like I said, when I was looking into Keanu Reeves, I was thinking to myself, like, pretty much after The Matrix. Okay, because from what I can remember, he did the Bill and Ted thing. I was never a Bill and Ted guy, but I mean, I know what it is, and I know it has this cult following behind it, and they're even making a new one now since he got popular again. But all he, I mean, he his main things was Bill, from what I can remember, I'm sure I'm probably missing one or two things out, but his main things were Bill and Ted. But the big thing was, of course, The Matrix. But if anybody really remembers his acting after that, like Keanu Reeves had a real hard time for I'd say at least 10 to 15 years. Like he kept doing movies. He kept getting people was just shitting on him. Cause let's be real, he's not a great fucking actor. Okay, Keanu Reeves, I'm sure he's a great dude, but he's not a great actor. It's just the reality. But people quickly forget that there was a while where he just could. I remember he couldn't even get casted. I think it was like a statement he said, or somebody came out and spoke on it, how he couldn't even get a role because he had became typecast as Neo. He was always Neo. He was the one from The Matrix now. Like nobody could do anything with him. And it was, and I want to say he even spent like the next 5 or 10 years funding his own movies because no one else would really fuck with him as far as an actor would go. I'm pretty sure that's what I'm thinking of. But if not, the core of the message is what I'm trying to get through to you is this. You're going to try and you're going to fail a lot. And what's going to happen is when you finally succeed, which you will, when you finally succeed, people will only remember that succeed. They don't care about, all the other stuff that you failed with. Let me look at Keanu Reeves. Did The Matrix after that, didn't really have a hit. Everybody always knew who he was because his name stands out. Didn't really have a hit till John Wick came out. John Wick was this thing that, catapulted him back up there again. People remembered him. Hey, they were walking to him with open arms. Hey, what were you make Bill and Ted now? Now that people like you again. Like, that's just how the world works, man. So, if any of that message made sense, the core of the message I want to tell you is this, man. Or woman who's watching this. What I want you to keep in mind is don't try to be great. Just don't ever give up trying at what you want to do. Focus on not giving up. Don't focus on being great, man. Greatness is like bitches, man. Greatness is gonna come and go, just like bitches. Do what you want to do and own yourself and do what you want to do and be what you want to be. Like, is it greatness? Success and failure is like bitches. They're gonna come and go. Come and go. Okay. Don't focus on being great. Also, don't focus on bitches. Focus on trying what you want to do and what you want to be in life. And bitches, just like success, they'll come and then they'll go and they'll come and they'll go. Don't focus on it. Because once you have you together, see, when you focus on you, then, you know, success and bitches, they'll start catching wind and start coming around you. You see, for example, okay, perfect example. Like when I started my YouTube channel, I mean, I remember I had like, 7 subscribers. I get 3 views after 2 days type of shit. I didn't even pay any attention. I just kept making videos and just kept going. Didn't even pay any attention. It just kept going. I said, fuck it. I'm just going to do this because I want to do this. And like anything else, you just keep doing it. Your day, every dog has his day. Somebody's going to catch wind of you and then watch. Okay, my example, when the views started going up, now motherfuckers want to start paying me to advertise their shit and want to start paying me to talk about their shit in videos and shit. The motherfuckers, they didn't care when I had 4 views and the motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? They didn't give a fuck then. And that's how bitches do the same shit. Once you go out, see, as men, once you go out, a man has to go out and become. Woman doesn't have to worry about this. And this is why this channel is primarily aimed at men, because men don't get a lot of chances to hear this shit a lot. But see, as a man, you have to go and become whatever your thing is that you want to do or become. Or maybe your way of becoming is it may not be success for what I would call success. Your success may mean something else. It's not always about money and all that other shit. It could be just mental peace and mental health, and maybe you have a different view on it than I do. But you, like a man, as a man, you have to become man. And the reality of it is, woman doesn't have to become woman. Woman is biologically entitled to being woman, and that's essentially all she needs. A woman's minimum requirement of being a successful woman is to literally just exist. That's all she needs. Where, see, men, see, we have to work deeper on self. And every guy can be a little different. There's no one size fits. I mean, the only one size fits all way I can go about it is this, man. Just focus on yourself and do and just focus on yourself. And maybe you don't have a goal. I would say focus on a goal, but maybe you don't have a goal right now. There's nothing wrong with that. People get lost and, they lose goals. People get lost in shit all the time. Maybe you don't have a goal. There's nothing wrong with that. It'll come in time. Just keep hanging around and keep living. And you'll stumble upon a goal to complete. And if you don't, and if you fail at the goal, oh well, get the fuck back up. Try it again. That's what's gonna make you man. The fact that, see, that is the core of what really makes man and makes woman woman. See, men, we live life with the chips against us. See, we don't have the entitlement of just walking into a room and just standing there being man, and then somebody wants to come and give us something just because we're man. See, bitches got that right. Bitches can go stand there, and somebody will eventually come over there because they want to fuck her and give her something. See, we don't have that. So we start to game out behind and fucked up. But what makes us men is this: the fact that we start the game out behind, we're gonna fail a lot more. We're gonna fail a lot more than a woman will. And see, this is why by the time we hit 30 and 40, like us getting rejected, turned down for a job, anything, it might get us down from time to time, but for the most part, we can handle rejection much easier by the time we're 30 and 40. Whereas when women, by the time they start hitting 30, like the little Russian girl I'm covering now on the YouTube channel. When she starts hitting, she's hitting 30. Now she's starting to get it. I'm not entitled to something just because I stand here with my perky tits. And it's just a slow downfall after that. Once they hit 30, because they're losing that entitlement. It's that entitlement just because, and I don't care how fat or ugly she is. Every woman has some man chasing after her, and every woman knows exactly who that man is, and they don't pay him any attention because she deems him lesser than her. But yeah, so for those guys who watch my channel who are younger, trust me, it's going to get better. all those pretty girls you're seeing now, they're gonna get pumped and dumped, or you end up with 3 or 4 kids, fucked up, hitting the wall, all that shit. And you're gonna sit back and you're gonna watch it. Now the hard part is this. It's for the younger guys. The hard part is gonna be this. Realizing that you are genuinely worth something the older you get, because you've developed this wisdom, you've developed this, you know, this ability to weather the world and telling you no, and figuring out how you got to figure out other ways to do stuff. And all, see, as men, you learn this over the last 25-30 years, so that's the advantage you got. And women, most girls just don't have. They're ready to sit down and start crying the first time somebody tells them no, because they never had to experience it. So it gets better for the younger guys out there. And for the if there's older guys out there, man, my message is this. My personal message is this, man. Whatever you want to do, go out there and try. Okay? Trying is 90% of it. After you try, you'll figure your way out from either you succeed the first time, or you'll figure your way out from how you know may have fucked it up before. But just don't give up trying. Try. And trust me, over somewhere along the line, something will give out, or you'll just, you know, blow it out the water or whatever, and you'll succeed. And then what happened, okay, what worked for me is once I found that one area to succeed in, I built on top of that. You see what I'm saying? But oh, I failed millions of times, man. Every morning I wake up, I do something stupid and fuck up. That's what I used to tell my ex-wife, and she'd get mad at me. I said, look, because she used to say that I think I'm perfect. Like, no, like, I mean, I say I'm perfect just when I'm being funny and shit. But no, I probably made more mistakes than the average motherfucker just rolling out of bed every morning. I just don't pay it attention. I just keep moving. But yeah, anyway, that's the video, man. This is on New Year's Eve. So yeah, Happy New Year's to everybody. And I'll be back with another video either probably tomorrow. But yeah, hey, Happy New Year's, everybody. I'm out.